history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Rob, you look like an actual scientist just then. The way that you were like you're ready to...
Hunched over the microphone with your headphones on, ready to go.
Citizen scientist.
Pushing your glasses up your nose.
Right, okay. Now, this is one that a listener gave me a couple of weeks ago.
All right.
And they... Dr. Michio Kaku bought this book out in 2014.
Do you know what you should have said? What? You should have said, this one came to me in a dream.
Oh, I see what you did there. Just giving it away. The book came out in 2014, and he's talking... Now, if you don't know about him, he's a theoretical physicist, best-selling author, and genuinely clever geezer. Mm.
Genuinely clever geezer. I hope that's in his CV.
He came and did a talk here last year.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I'd like to have gone to that. But I think, as we were saying off there, like a lot of scientists, is nuts as well.
Mm. The
just
best
a little
kind.
Bit.
Bit of a mad scientist. That's the
yeah,
best
he's got,
kind.
If you see the picture of him, he's got the hair and all that. It looks quite
Ooh, amazing.
Quite good. Anyway, he says, thanks to new breakthroughs in new... Now, a lot of this, I ain't got a clue what I'm talking about.
Okay. Just
all right.
For it,
just roll
just
with
read it.
It
off the script. Okay. Go.
Thanks to new breakthroughs in neural mapping, we're on the frontier of a new era in understanding the human brain. He investigates multiple breakthroughs, ideas in neuroscience, many of which have considered that you were considered sheer fantasy or even science fiction, are now coming out to be true.
There we go.
And his one is that we can actually record dreams.
Oh, that is straight out of like some sort of Doctor
now,
Who episode
when I,
or something,
when I first
isn't it?
Read it, I thought, oh, yep.
All right.
Do you really want to do
Pull
that?
Pull the other one, yeah.
But do you really want to do that?
No,
that's true,
I
actually.
Don't.
No.
That
we're
was
just
my
talking about everyone's
thought.
Worst dreams I've ever had.
I've had dreams before and I've woken up and I've been so scared. You know, like when you're screaming and no noise comes out?
Yeah, yeah.
I've had quite a few of them. No way do I want to go to work and watch it on the train. Do you know what I mean? I might end up shooting people.
I have
so you just...
no interest in rewatching my dreams.
How do
Literally
you,
none.
How do you record dreams, though?
Well,
how does it work?
This is the thing. What you have to do is they hook you up to an MIR machine while you're awake.
Yeah.
And they show you, you've got loads of images and stuff.
Yeah.
And as you see these images, things happen with your brain.
Yeah.
Right? And they map everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Like, say, for argument's sake, you see a snake in real life. You give off hormones to say, that's a snake, watch it.
Okay.
Sort of thing. And the
Got
same
you.
Thing happens.
Watch it.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Watch
same
that
thing,
snake.
Same
Keep
thing
your
happens
eye
when,
on him.
Same thing happens when you're dreaming.
Yeah.
Right. So they map all that.
Oh, so if you see like a snake in your dream, your brain does the same
your
kind of thing.
Your brain does the
basically.
Same sort of thing.
Right. Okay.
And then when you wake up, they can then put
see
it all
what
together.
You, what you
but
were
they're only assuming that this
that
is
that
what
you
saw.
Okay.
That seems dangerous.
So and I've actually seen a video. According to clever bloke, there's actually
old mate clever bloke.
They made a video of a mouse having a dream, and you can actually see it. I couldn't find it anywhere.
How do you? So what? I'm confused. So are they kind of like recreating your
they're
dream?
It's not
so
like you wake
dream
up in the morning and you go dee 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 on your head like that, and you go, right, I'm going to watch that, and you plug it into something. No, that's not what happened.
Just for listeners at home.
What, I realised that was real rubbish radio.
That Rob was just doing there was
head.
Tapping on his head and then pretending to plug in a computer to his brain. So, you know, that kind of, I get that is... That, you know,
I feel like it's not super safe to assume.
What, assume what
like
people
how
are dreaming
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. You can actually, it's online, you can see it and you can watch someone's dream. They're called Japanese dream machines now.
Yeah.
You go in there... And they can do it. And all it was like a load of flashcards
okay.
of loads of stuff. It wasn't, I thought it was going to be like a movie in my mind.
Yeah. Aren't dreams a little bit like that, though? You kind of, you know.
But are they? I don't think we should mess
around
with
them. I feel like you've
them.
Got a lot more notes here, and I'm curious about where else this is going to go.
Well, I glazed past most
okay.
of them, actually, because
right.
I've written a lot of
all
stuff.
All the big
that,
science words, which we all just glaze over.
The
no,
most
that's
fascinating.
Fine.
Yeah, no, it's
I mean, you
rubbish.
Summed it up.
What I'm like. really intrigued by is the idea of them recreating. So how often do they have to, well, how many people do they have to test to know
they reckon
what
you,
a certain, like,
you've got to have 200 goes in this machines means. For them to map everything.
You have to have 200 MRI scans for them to be able to figure out what one dream.
No, to all the different all things the different that are things, in your right. mind. Like, as we're talking now, like, my brain's going bing, bing, bash, bish, bosh, and all that. Bing, you can't bing, hear bish, it. Bosh. I can hear it. It drives me mad most of the time. I just ignore it.
That's fine, but
I can hear it sometimes.
Yeah, just can hear it across the desk.
That's the thing. To me, it's a moral
rattling
thing.
Around.
I think leave dreams alone. But they're in our subconscious for a reason.
Yeah, tapping into people's into people's brains seems one of those things. It's like, ooh.
Especially if you have a really, really bad one. I think it's, I don't know, what do you reckon?
I was going to say, I have to disagree with you guys. I'd love to be able to see people's dreams. I think that would be awesome. It would be very weird.
I got into the wrong hands, though. I feel like I'm someone out of, like, a comic or something. Comic. But, like, you know.
This is some, like, Marvel superhero imagine if that movie got
into,
right now.
But imagine if that got into the wrong hands.
Well, what would they see?
What's the difference between tapping into a dream versus tapping into people's memories or people's thoughts or people's feelings.
That's what he's talking about next, is that we'll be able to get people's memories now.
So no, I don't like that.
But there's good things you could do with that. You could do, like, you know, for people who've got maybe Alzheimer's or dementia or something, maybe you could be reliving old memories that you could be otherwise not be able to access. That could be cool. Tessa's face is very skeptical now. I don't know. I think this is interesting. I think this is really interesting.
I think it's still science fiction, though.
So it's not really been road tested too much.
Not really,
They've done it on a mouse.
But then I couldn't find it, and they said all it reckoned it saw was a drink bottle.
It would be what, sorry?
All it saw was a drink bottle. Oh, poor mouse. Is that, that's it?
A drink bottle must have been thirsty.
Yeah, poor little mouse. But, I mean, I'm still sort of, like, intrigued by how you would get enough data to know what every sort of transmission flashes to be like. That's your specific snake response.
What about privacy?
Yeah.
Like, where does that come into in this?
Exactly.
That poor mouse. Is that privacy violated?
Completely.
Now everybody knows about his drink bottle.
I was thirsty.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably not a bad thing, but like.
But this is a thing, I think you should go and check it out yourself. I've done a little bit.
You watched this and did you see someone else's dream?
Yeah, but it was just like flashcards. Bang, 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 just like image. Snake.
Snake. Everyone's got a snake in their dream now. I'm fascinated by this. I think also, irregardless of if this becomes like a real thing or not, this is a fantastic plot for a superhero movie or a science fiction movie.
Probably,
done.
Yeah.
If it was like a little movie, like, I'd be right into it. Maybe that's what's going to come next. You need to get...
I don't know why I'm hesitant.
I think... Well, because we've all had weird dreams. If you have, like, a freaky dream, you don't want to be reliving that. But I think maybe you could just pick
and
choose.
You need, like, an R18, R20, 21 thing on it, then. You need...
Or just, like, you know, like, you have a horrible horror movie dreams, or ones where you can't, like, move
screaming, and it's horrible.
It's not fun. You don't want to relive those, but, you know, maybe the nice ones. That'd be good. I don't know. Tess is looking so skeptical right now. You freaked Tess out this morning, Rob.
I don't know.
What?
So, like... Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, what... Yeah. That's a weird one. What's the name of the scientist again?
His name is Dr. Michio Kaku. Check him out. He's well clever.
A well clever geezer.
He's well clever.
That is a very good one.
Wow. Thanks, Rob.
And see if you can find that mouse video. I couldn't find it.
Okay, so if you can find the mouse video with the drink bottle, can you text us as well? Because we want to find it too. If you've seen it before, 5395, let us know. Also, if you would like Rob to come up with something for you, give you a bit of in-depth research on a specific topic, it can be as weird or as wonderful as you want it to be, then you can also text us or call us 5395 or 309-3879.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.